Kicking off a brand new week, it's Monday, the 23rd of May. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Worzer. Stories we're following include the end of the 2022 legislative session, which could go into extra innings. After meeting since January 31st, lawmakers could not get their work done in time last night. Governor Tim Walz says he'll meet with leaders today to try to get them to agree to finish their work in a special session. That's after saying he would not call one.
In my opinion, we're about 90 to 95% of the way there. And you don't get the ball to the one-yard line and go home. You finish the job that Minnesotans expect us to do.
DFL House Speaker Melissa Hortman says she would like to see a brief special session before Memorial Day. Dozens of Minnesota lawmakers are bidding farewell to the legislature this year. Brian Bax reports that a series of retirement speeches began with one that may be the most touching.
Seven-term Senator David Tomasoni received multiple standing ovations and brought his colleagues to tears as he said goodbye to the legislature. He's been at the Capitol since 1993, but is retiring as his health declines due to ALS. Tomasoni has had an infrequent presence this year, but managed to win passage of a disease research and support bill. Tomasoni reflected on his time in office in a speech on the Senate floor using assistive technology.
I treasure the time I have been able to work in the Senate, and I use the word work because this is serious business. Doing the people's work comes with a lot of personal sacrifice and responsibility and is oftentimes hard on family. But it also has its allure.
At least 44 legislators are calling this term their last, and several others are trying to switch chambers in the upcoming election. I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
In other news, opening statements are scheduled today in the trial of Gregory Ulrich, the man who's charged with shooting up the Buffalo, Minnesota Allina Clinic last year. Ulrich is accused of shooting five people inside the clinic, killing one and injuring four others. The Minnesota Department of Safety will kick off a two-week campaign today to ticket people who are not wearing seatbelts. It's part of a national campaign run by the U.S. Department of Transportation focused on getting more drivers and passengers to buckle up. Popular North Community High School principal Maury Friesleben will finish out the school year after saying late last week she had been fired. Catherine Richard explains.
In a statement, Minneapolis Public School Superintendent Ed Graff apologized for the difficulty Friesleben's announced departure created for the school. Last week, Friesleben said she had been terminated from her position there after joining her students in protesting the shooting death of Amir Locke in February. She said that she was strongly advised by MPS administration not to attend the protest and did so anyway out of solidarity with her students. MPS has told other news outlets that Friesleben wasn't fired but was placed on leave. Friesleben is well known for her work in the district and was featured in an award-winning documentary about Lucy Laney Community School in Minneapolis, where she was previously principal. I'm Catherine Richard.
In sports, the Twins erased a six-run deficit in the eighth inning and beat the Kansas City Royals yesterday 7-6. The Twins swept the weekend series in Kansas City. Minnesota United beat Dallas yesterday 2-1. Regional weather forecast today. It's a pretty cold start. Frost and freeze advisories across north-central Minnesota. After the frost, we'll see a little sunshine today. Maybe some scattered sprinkles this afternoon, depending upon where you are. Highs will be in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Not as cold overnight tonight. Lows will be in the 40s. Highs in the 60s again tomorrow. Increasing clouds, rain on Wednesday. If you're looking for more news right now, you know what to do. You can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. Tell your smart speakers to play NPR News. You can also, of course, download the news app or turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worzer.